You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Welcome to September 18th KoopaCast. I'm joined here by these lovely bunch of gentlemen and Tristan.
I get it. I saw what you did there. Okay. I was a little confused at first, but superior lovely gentlemen and Tristan. I forgot that part.
That's okay. Right off the bat.
Anyways, let's go around and introduce ourselves, and I have this question that's been bothering me for probably the last 3 minutes. Who do you think out of all of us is the fastest? And we'll start with...
Me! Done!
Yes.
Fastest.
Tristan.
Were you saying Tristan is the fastest, or... And in what context fastest? Fastest to ride, fastest to speak?
Fastest to run.
Okay. Oh, fastest to run?
Yes.
I'm going to go and say it's not me. I can't run if my life depends on it. But to get me in a wheelchair and have someone push me, oh, I'll be fast. J-Money, you look like a spriteful young man who goes on a rightful good jog. I bet you race the train to work, don't you?
Every day. No.
Sometimes he runs backwards and on his hands. James, I'm going to give it to you because I always see like, yeah, actually, no, Matt's a scrawny little guy. He's probably a fast runner.
Then we'll go
and next. Humble, too.
Matt, you're next.
Oh. Sorry, my thing's freezing up for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on with this technology. Yeah, it's not fast. I think the only competition I have would be Justin. I know it's not James. We got into a conversation because I know he doesn't run. it's either me or Justin.
Mr. Tennis Player.
All right, Justin.
Yeah, I don't run very much. I run as much as I should. We ran in Seattle, Tristan. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we played. It was I don't know what you call it, kick tag.
Yeah, we were trying to run to the train and kick each other.
But... Oh no, we tried to run to the train because we were about to miss it, and yeah. We were running like you know. Some like action movie, like we have so many seconds to save the president to get on the train, and it was just awful.
And then like the next 15 minutes sitting on a train, we're like, oh goodness.
I think at one point Ben goes, "I'm breathing fire."
Yeah, I'd say Matt. He looks pretty fast. I play more tennis, which doesn't really require speed necessarily, but I mean. Reflexes, I guess. Racquetball more so. I would have said James, but James, you don't run?
No, I'm getting old.
Yeah. Well, James is a good football player, and so I thought he would be a decent runner.
Well, James, doesn't that big dog of yours, like, don't you run with it when you walk it?
No, yeah. He just gets drug along. Like, he's at the end of the leash. Stop!
I ride it. I jump on it.
Yeah.
James puts on some like roller skates and just like rides behind it.
Yeah.
Jay Money?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's my turn. I would say either Matt or Alex could probably beat me. I'm good at short distances, you see. If it's long, then I'm just out of breath, and I'm like, okay, I give up. I'd say either Matt or Alex.
Oh, well, thank you for the vote of confidence. I appreciate it.
If you want to, guys, we can, like, show our calves and compare them. That's where the true speed comes from, your calves.
That was actually one of the reader questions I got was, can you show us your calves?
I actually have pretty nice calves, I'm not going to lie.
I've got nice calves too, man. It's marching band. It's all those marching band calves.
There we go.
That's right, all you single gamer ladies out there. I did marching band and played trumpet.
Trumpet?
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry. What were you
getting
from?
That's where all the soul comes from.
What were you called? Trombone.
What's that?
What was that trombone again? How valuable are you in any piece? Not. What overpowers everything?
I played the trombone.
I don't want to hear the trombone.
You trombone.
You can make a sound of a race car. Therefore, is the best instrument ever.
All right, moving on.
At least we're not the baritone.
Alex?
We're skipping Eli?
What?
Oh, yeah, Eli.
Okay.
I know Eli's gonna say he thinks he's the fastest, but I've beat him in a race before. So.
No, I'm my running is what most people's walking speed is. And my walking speed is just really sad. But unless I'm getting chased by a banana, I would probably beat all of you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm deathly afraid of those things. And in a Mario game or Cloudberry Kingdom, I'm very, very fast.
Oh. Nice.
Nice little feature challenge.
And I'm faster than Tristan in Mario Kart.
Oh, God. What does that have to do with anything?
That's the same.
It has everything to do with.
Yeah.
Shut up, James. I'm going to say again who won on the airplane ride back. Justin.
Oh.
I think I did.
Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't. I'm pretty sure we tied once. I won all the others.
Maybe.
Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
Well, I did used to run track in middle school, and my best time for the mile was 6:06. So I'm pretty quick on my feet. I'd have to do a little bit of training, though, because I'm definitely out of shape. But totally going to vote for myself.
Rolling around at the speed of sound.
Exactly.
At first, I was fooling myself. I was going to go with myself. But I have played a lot of sports in my time. But there is something about Alex. I think he is a lot faster than you would think. And so my vote will go for Alex.
Yes.
Nice.
It's my Goron tattoo. It gives me power.
Oh, yeah. Power. When he runs too fast, he just gets spikes all over him. That's how he wins.
Exactly. And then I just start doing a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Right.
Track.
All right, so we'll start with our first question from Twitter, and it's from Kyle, and he says, why didn't Nintendo do what they could to get GTA 5 on the Wii U? Such a huge game could be only have helped.
Yeah, I actually saw that question, and I have an answer. I have an answer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily think they didn't try. Maybe they could have tried harder, but I honestly think it's sort of a good thing that it didn't come to the Wii U at this particular time, mostly because I think if it had come, it would cement in people's minds that the Wii U is a current-gen system. Because if it did come out on the Wii U now, it's only on current-gen systems, 360 and PS3, and there's already been rumors that it's coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC later on. So to have it come out on the Wii U right now, I don't know, it just seems like, if they're going to port it to the next-gen systems, I feel like Wii U should be included in that bunch. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing it's not out right now. So, I don't know. That's my two cents on it. I hope that it still comes to the Wii U.
I just got burned out on Grand Theft Auto games. To me, it was a game that was so open world, I didn't care to finish the story. So, you know, props to you gamers out there who, like, absolutely love the franchise. I just could never get into it because I wouldn't care to whenever follow this, like, drug dealer, like, story, whatever you may be. I just want to run around, cause as much mayhem as possible. But then again, I feel like that's, like, the highlight of the game. That's the reason why people go out and get it. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for Grand Theft Mario. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else? Because I want to go back to, and Justin was there, go back to Chinatown Wars.
Mm. Love that game.
It was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And Rockstar, like, we saw them at Comic-Con. It was one of our first advanced review copies we ever got. Like, they were super excited to bring this to the DS and to a Nintendo system. And it somewhat flopped. And I'm pretty sure they were not happy with that result. So I don't want to say because we didn't buy Chinatown Wars that we don't have GTA now. So that could be like, they could have been like, hey, we tried on their top selling system at the time, the DS. It didn't do horrible, but I don't think it sold as well as they wanted it to sell.
Yeah, let me look up the. Didn't they port it though later on to
something? Yeah, they ported it to like the PSP and
iOS.
iOS.
Which was a bummer because, I mean, it was kind of sad. I was excited to see, wow, Nintendo got an exclusive Grand Theft Auto title. And then it comes a few months later and says, oh, by the way, now available on PSP. And, yeah, iOS, it's like, okay, well, so much for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it it sold 1.27 million, according to VG Charts. So it could be.
Yeah.
You know. But that's not terrible.
Over a
million at least. But there were so many DS games that were over a million, so that doesn't say too much. Like, it says here, LEGO Indiana Jones 2, The Adventure Continues sold over a million. And My Sims Agent sold over a million. Disney Fairies Tinkerbell sold 1.4 million. So.
Oh, I bought that game! I contributed to that million!
Yeah, Club Penguin, Elite Penguin 4, sold 3 million. So... So, yeah, when you compare it to the other games, it's like, yeah, it didn't do as well as it probably could have.
Not as good as Tinkerbell.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, what was his exact question? Why do you think Nintendo hasn't worked
harder? Why do you... Let me look at it again. The iOS 7 getting me lost. How to say? Why the hell didn't Nintendo do all they could to get GTA 5 on the Wii U?
Yeah,
it's a huge game, could only have helped. Actually, I don't think it would have helped, because to be honest, majority of GTA players have other systems, and they're probably just going to buy it for the other systems. I don't know. There'd be a few of us that, like, I may have bought it for the Wii U if it came to the Wii U, but I was going to buy it anyways. It wasn't going to change my mind of buying it or not coming to the Wii U. So I don't know how much of a difference it would have made.
Yeah. It definitely, yeah, I don't think it would have been like a system seller. Like, people are like, oh, let's go get the Wii U and get GTA with it. No. You know, people that already had systems are just going to, you know, do what they have with all the other third-party games that have come to the Wii U. They're like, oh, I'll get it on the system I have. So I don't think it would necessarily help in that regard. I mean... You know, it couldn't hurt, obviously, you know, having a huge game like that. If it would be the only, you know, non-current gen system to get GTA 5, and, you know, maybe in a different parallel universe, the Xbox One and PS4 would have had to wait longer, and Wii U would have been the same day as 360 and PS3, but, yeah, I don't know.
I think you made a good point, first, Justin, though, that maybe they're just holding off because technically the Wii U isn't a current gen system, even though people kind of view it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think eventually it'll come to the Wii U. Hopefully, I mean, hopefully these other versions are real, these PS4 and PC and stuff, and that, you know, they lump Wii U in there and they don't ignore it like they have in the past. So.
Right.
And it seems like, you know, if that whole game can run on a 360 and a PS3, it can definitely run on a Wii U. So, There shouldn't be any excuse for having a
Did you see how big that game is, though?
Like that comes, size-wise?
It comes in two discs, two 8-gig discs for the 360. Uh-huh. One is a download disc. You got to download to your system.
Uh-huh.
And the other 8-gig is a play disc.
Right. So it would work great on the Wii U. The Wii U disc, 25 gigs. So it would fit on a single disc for the Wii U and the next-gen systems because they're all using Blu-ray. So, could have worked. I think it'll just come later. I think they're going to ride the holidays on these current-gen systems and break a bunch of records and sell, you know, a ton of copies, and then, you know, next year, early next year, they'll be like, yep, we're going to bring it to all the rest of the systems. Yeah. And especially with the critical reception they've received, they definitely know they're onto something, and when a company knows that they've made a good iteration of their franchise, they're going to port it to whatever they can. Make Game of the Year editions, make, there's going to be more chances for the Wii U, so.
Is anyone going to buy GTA?
No.
If it came to the Wii U, I would get it.
I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I just like games with like actual like decent story and like a reason to give me to care, not flashy things that's like, okay, I guess this would make me want to play the game.
Yeah. I just bought it for the tennis and the golf.
Yeah, I do like
that. I kind of want to play it for the scuba diving. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I do like it for the amount of depth that it has. Like you said, they have a really good tennis engine and golf built into this already massive game. So like even the mini games are, full featured games almost. So I think just the scope of it would be really cool. And the online features, whenever GTA Online launches, I think that's more compelling to me, just having friends and, cruising around in this open world together.
So. That's
kind of shenanigans.
GTA is the kind of game where I would buy it for a little while, and I'd play it just to kind of see what it was like and, shoot some stuff, and then I'd be like, okay, I'm going to trade it in now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my problem with it. Yeah. Like Red Dead, I'm playing Red Dead Redemption and all, and that game is essentially, I call it Grand Theft Horse, but the story is so compelling, I actually want to focus on that more than running off and causing mischief, because that actually has more of a longer lasting impact other than you just go to jail and you get busted and whatever, you get out no problem, Grand Theft Auto, I feel like there's just no consequence for your actions, even though you get captured, there's just no consequence.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto has always been a go to a friend's house and play a game for me.
Yeah. Same. Same.
Same.
Although it was pretty cool playing Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PC, because they have a pretty sweet Iron Man mod. That's worth playing. So you got to fly around in the suit and everything. It was really cool.
And my next question comes from my good friend Harrison.
Uh-huh.
He says, Nintendo's marketing has not been up to par in the past years. Do you think they need to revamp in the vein of PS3 relaunch?
I'm not sure exactly what he means by that.
restate the question.
Go ahead, James.
All right, I'll just sleep on me. Nintendo's marketing has not been up to par in the years past. Do you think they need to revamp in the vein of the PS3 relaunch?
I think that recent trailer we saw, the Wii U one, that showed like all the exclusive titles and whatnot coming, mm-hmm. I think that's a step in the right direction. I just feel like if Nintendo kept that momentum and those ideas for not only the Wii U but the 3DS market as well, perhaps maybe in a popular franchise, I think if they just keep doing that, I think they're on the right track. They know what they're doing.
Well, I think Nintendo kind of started off okay, and they were coming out with a lot of different commercials, and it seems like they do more of that for, like, the 3DS, because I think they do a rather good job with the 3DS as far as promoting that, mm-hmm. but just with the Wii U, they kind of started off trying to market it or advertise it and stuff, and then it just kind of, like, dropped off, or at least That's how I see it.
No, I agree with that. I mean, I haven't seen really a Wii U commercial on the television at all, really. Like, maybe once every few seconds, but or every once every few months or something, but nothing really substantial.
Mm-hmm. But do you remember how excited you would get when you'd see those commercials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the thing is they rely so heavily now on their Nintendo Directs that is already appealing to the people like us who love Nintendo. I think they've kind of taken for granted that they need to branch out and let more people know about the system.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they had that crazy Nintendo Direct this morning, you know, that just kind of came out of the blue, and they did, you know, Wii Fit U, and they announced the new Wii Sports Club, you know. And I was like, that's kind of one of those things you need to get out to more people. I mean, they put it on their Facebook page, and that'll get out to, you know, the casual gamers. But I don't know. You need to market that just as much as all these other big exclusive third-party games and first-party games. So because that's what's going to give you your install base. You know, if you rely on that Wii crowd that bought, you know, the Wii for Wii Sports, hey, they may just get a Wii U and be like, hey, you know what? It's time to upgrade this holiday. You know,
right?
They've got the new Wii Sports. Oh, and look, they've all got all these other great games that, you know, have been coming out the last year. So I definitely think they need maybe some refocusing. I'm not sure if it has to be quite as drastic as some of the PS3 relaunch stuff. And I think you know, what he's referring to is, you know, the PS3 kind of had that really bad start just because of the price and all this, and it didn't really have a lot of games to begin with. And I think they used to call it the PlayStation 3, remember that? And they had the Spider-Man font. And then I think maybe it was part of that official relaunch or whatever. I didn't pay attention too much to it, but they did officially say, hey, it's PS3, it's PS3. And that was probably a year and a half, 2 years into the system.
I still call my Wii Project Cafe.
Your Wii U?
Yeah, that's right. The Wii U was Project Cafe. The Wii was, wasn't it Project Dolphin at one point? Or no, was that, it?
That's GameCube.
It was Revolution.
Revolution, that's what it was.
They should have kept that name.
Yeah.
Revolution was great. So good. So
although, it had, Wii's still good. It's good for, you know, some laughs and all.
Wii!
And then, you know, we all get to play our new police siren noises.
Yeah.
What do you think Nintendo is missing in the marketing of the Wii U?
Another new Zelda game. Next question.
Well, then again, that's not going to get all the Wii buyers.
But I don't care about them. I'm thinking about me right now.
I mean, I think it's the same problem that they've had for almost a year now, which is, you know, making sure the general public knows it exists. The subtle name change was, I don't feel like it was enough to really kind of, you know, encourage the general audience who is not knowledgeable, who does not go onto these websites over and over, to actually know that this launch came out. It was a very quiet one, and, you know, it's still building up games, but it's very quietly doing so. And, you know, I'm not confident that a lot of people still even know about the Wii U.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to agree with Matt. I've had some people, you know, you tell them about the Wii U and they're like, what? Is that the same thing? And that's when you're, no, it's totally different. God, and you have to like show them the awesome trailer. But then again, the second Smash Bros. Comes on, they're sold.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just think it's kind of a new controller added onto the Wii.
Yeah. Well, remember when they first revealed the Wii U, that was the biggest problem. Everyone thought the gamepad was the new system.
Yeah.
Even if they called it the Super Wii, that would have been better.
The Super Wii?
Yeah.
Oh, man, if we brought back the Super. And you know what? Screw going to next-gen graphics. Let's bring back the 16-bit.
And I hate to blame all that confusion on the name, but I really think that naming it so similar to their previous console really didn't help them try and differentiate the two.
Right.
I actually think you can trace back the sales problems that the 3DS had and the sales problem that the Wii U is having back to the name for both of the systems. It's like, sure, that looks cool. You can keep kind of the same font and the same logo. Like when they did Nintendo DS to Nintendo 3DS, they just added a red 3 in there. You know?
Right.
It was super easy to do branding and marketing, and it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, it's kind of a fun play on words. But you still had a lot of consumer confusion, you know, even with the 3DS. They're like, oh, yeah, it's got this 3D feature, but is it just another DS, or why is it so expensive? You know, people didn't, you know, understand that it was the next system, you know.
Well, take a look at – it's funny you bring that up because I'm thinking right now I'm looking up my consoles, and I'm thinking – I see my Super Nintendo, and I'm thinking, I wonder if there was a lot of confusion when the Super Nintendo came out. Because, I mean, when you think about it, the only thing they did was put the word Super in front of the console's name. It was still the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. So I wonder if there was such equal confusion. But then again, once they found out they were playing with not just power, but superpower, I think that's what saved the day.
Yeah. I was around, and I wasn't confused. But
yeah. Well, I think back then they pushed so hard.
I mean,
again, with their advertising, that this
I feel like
there was tons of advertising for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when the Super Nintendo came out, I remember all the commercials. They were all just explaining the processor. You know, this isn't like the power of the Nintendo. This is like 32 bits and
what?
It's in your face and yeah. And I don't feel like the Wii U has really done anything to tell me that it's not the Wii, that it's like this new generation of consoles and that you should buy.
And I see evidence of that
now.
Because I've gone to my local Walmart and they actually have signs up by the Wii U that says Wii U games will not work on a Wii system. So there's obviously that confusion still there. I mean, I've seen that at my local Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly there's a problem with that.
I think a cool marketing thing would have helped is let's say you saw Mario walking, and let's say he's progressing from what he looked like when he started, and then it showed what he looks like now with 1080 HD graphics or whatever like that, kind of showing, look, this is what they're going to look like. This is what he's going to look like now as opposed to what he wants to look like, kind of showing this is the next step. Then slowly start integrating people, oh, by the way, this fancy little thing here is actually a controller. It's not the console itself.
I think that's where they also dropped the ball, is that in those first commercials, like, it was all just Mario. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, you can use the gamepad to, like, make platforms. They really explained what the gamepad is. And so that was lost on a lot of people. Like, a lot of people still think the gamepad's stupid because they don't know exactly what it is for. Yeah, it has some touch screen, but is that about it? No, it's a lot more than just a touch screen.
I think that's a good point, James, because I had one of my friends over and he was playing the Wii U for the first time.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, you know, he just kind of, you know, he was, you know, very skeptical of it. He's like, oh, what's Nintendo doing? The Wii U stupid, blah, 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 right? Well, then he starts playing. We played a couple games, and then I think I showed him, like, Injustice and some of the other ones just to show off more of the graphics. But then I actually went back to Nintendo Land, and we played just, you know, the Battle Quest. And he was doing the archery. So he was using the gamepad and looking all around. He's like, whoa, whoa. You know, and he's just, like, turning around, and he's like, you know, this is the craziest thing ever, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think people realize, you know, that the Wii U can do a lot of that stuff. You know, the, you know, full motion and the, you know, asynchronous gameplay with having something different on the gamepad versus the TV. And I think that's really big. And if you can show that in a commercial, and I think maybe that's part of the challenge is, but I think that would be pretty easy to show someone, like, you know, cruising around like this and showing what's on their screen versus what's on the TV. But there are some challenges to that. But I think showing more of the gameplay, more of that unique aspect of the gamepad would help. Also, I think, you know, like at the Wii U launch, they just had Mario. And Mario arguably doesn't look that good, you know, if you just see it in a TV commercial. I mean, look at people that still have, like, standard def TVs or they're watching a TV commercial. They're not going to tell that it's, like, that big of a jump from the Wii. They're going to be like, oh, this looks like the Mario game we have on the Wii right now. So I think you almost need a game that pushes the graphics envelope that lets people know, hey, this is my Wii can't do this. You know what? This has got to be a new system. Because if they just see gameplay from a gamepad, they're going to think, well, maybe that is just an extra controller. You know, maybe it enhances my Wii. But if they see the visuals, the, you know, much greater visuals than the Wii has, I think that goes a long way.
Justin said enhances Wii.
But they should honestly took the Wii U announcement trailer that they had, or the whole Wii U press conference, and knocked it down to 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Show off some of the, like, it's end up being WarioWare games, and show off somehow the gamepad's used, and then show Zelda at the end. And the 30-second commercial, it covers everything, how the gamepad's used, and then what it can look like.
Yeah.
It's all they really needed to do. And instead of showing a 30-second commercial of Mario.
Mario is God. You know this.
Yeah. Well, like, and even that commercial they had at launch where it had, you know, all those cubicles. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It had, like, all those rooms, and it was, like, people playing in different rooms, and they were playing different games. But it just showed, like, it didn't really show much gameplay, you know, and it just showed people, like, laughing. It showed more of the people laughing and smiling, and it's like, okay, that's an aspect of it. They're having fun, but, you know, they didn't really show that much gameplay. They showed, like, maybe a few clips of Mario, but they didn't even show many other games in there.
It'd be great to mix things up. If instead of having a family, like a gamer that's all happy and laughing, you get that one gamer that, you know, I'm sure everyone knows it, the one that rages and just gets mad. You see the guy, he like throws a gamepad to the ground, starts jumping on it because he can't get through one level. Brick and mortar temple!
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like you were saying though, Justin, is that it's kind of hard to show that, like, asynchronous gameplay and stuff in a commercial. Mm-hmm. Those things are much better if the controller's in people's hands and they're actually playing it and they can actually experience kind of what it does or adds to the game.
Yeah.
And they can see that, they can see the one-to-one relationship. You know, they're fidgeting with it like this and it's shaking the, you know, viewport or whatever. It's, you know, it's actually changing as they're changing it, and they can see that in real time. And, you know, they're like, oh, wow, this is, you know, really cool. I can actually look around here, and it's fast, and it's easy to do.
Right.
I think that's the first time I was actually convinced is when I went to the Wii U experience, and I actually played, and I was like, this is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you really...
Nintendo Land blew me away.
Yeah, so maybe their marketing, James, what you're talking about is what are they missing? Maybe they need more road tours. They need more, you know, mall tours, you know, going to different malls around the country and not just the big cities, you know, not just Chicago and all this, you know, go to, you know, Nashville, Chattanooga, you know, all these little cities in between. So,
I don't know. They got to advertise it too and say we're doing this.
And better. Yeah.
See what makes Wii U different.
Yeah, and like think about it. If they have, like, you know, free giveaways or stuff, kind of like they did during E3, where they let people play the games, do that same sort of thing. Like, hey, we're going on this big tour. You know, come out and see us, and keep reminding people of it, and say, hey, come out and get, you know, your very own, you know, Mario lapel pin or something. You know, they got all sorts of swag that they can give away. But yeah, I think you really need people to play it. Is what it boils down to. And I think they need to remind people of the price, you know, this holiday, especially when people are going to be looking at the price of the new systems. You know, they need to be like, hey, this is our price. This is all, you know, everything you get. You know, show the games that are bundled with, you know, Wind Waker and all that stuff. And if you can show value, I mean, show all the stuff you're packing in there when everybody else is like, oh, it's $3.99 just for the system. Oh, it's $4.99 just for the system, you know. If you can say, hey, it's $2.99, you get a game, you get the new gamepad and everything, you get, you know, all the storage space, and so and it's more compelling.
It's funny that you mentioned price, too, because I was just talking to someone last night about the Wii U, and I didn't actually have them play games, but I showed them the controller and stuff, and they're like, and how much is this? And I was like, it's $300, and they're like, oh, that's not too bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I was reading some forum on NeoGAF where someone overheard this, maybe to GameStop or something, but it was some kid saying, oh, the Xbox One is too expensive, so I'm going to try and get a PS4 or whatever. My parents said I couldn't get an Xbox One just because it's, you know, way too expensive. Hmm. So I think you're going to have a lot of that this holiday where, you know, even $399 is going to be pretty expensive, especially when, you know, you got to pay $60 or whatever to get a game. And, you know, so you may end up being at $500 before you can actually play something on the PS4.
Well, and typically those systems only come with one controller too, right?
Yep. So you need to buy an extra controller, and those new controllers don't seem cheap. That's the nice thing with the Wii U. You've got the Wii remotes that are still $40, you know, even with Motion Plus built in now. Mm-hmm. But the DualShock 4 and the Xbox One controller aren't going to be cheap. They're probably going to be $50 or $60 or more.
Oh, wow.
I have that same feeling of, man, this is going to be expensive because I'm going to get an Xbox One eventually. I actually thought about pre-ordering it recently. I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and pre-order it, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I went, well, there's two reasons I didn't pre-order. First of all, I said first generation Xbox. Mm-hmm. Never buy first generation Microsoft things. Second of all,
that should be,
I saw the price and it was like $499. I'm like, this is just for the console. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just buy one game, it's going to be pushing $600 with tax. Mm-hmm. I was like, that would be for the console and one game. I was like, I can't do this. I'm not going to spend $600. I spent like $700 on the Wii U and got like three games and pro controller and
just, yeah, you get a lot more.
I'm just waiting until there's a cool bundle or something. Like, personally, I'm probably going to get a PS4 in the future, mainly for, well, Kingdom Hearts 3 is an extraordinarily huge influence, and I just got this feeling that they're going to do like an exclusive PS4 Kingdom Hearts themed system, so I'm probably just going to wait till then, and I'll probably pick that up there or something.
Well, I'm talking about special bundles too. That Wind Waker bundle,
a lot
of people have been talking about that.
Oh my God, yeah. The statue,
I want that so bad.
Yeah, I actually think that's going to help the Wii U a lot sell systems, because I talked to a bunch of people at PAX and they were like, they hadn't heard of it before. They're like, oh, I'm definitely getting a Wii U now. And
they had a display.
Yeah, and they heard that there was the price drop, and so it's a bundle with Wind Waker. And they're like, even though it's a digital copy, I'm still happy with that, you know. So I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Hey Justin, Katie doesn't have a Wii U yet, right? Maybe she should get a Wind Waker Wii U, or you
can get it. I know. I could get it etched with her name on it and happy birthday, Christmas. Yeah.
I know you probably don't want this Wind Waker Wii U for Christmas, but I know someone who does.
I'll play it. You don't have to play it. That's
fine. This is the Homer with the bowling ball.
Yeah, yeah. She plays a lot, though. She plays a lot of the Lego City. So I've always been contemplating getting another one, because when she's playing Lego City, I'm like, oh, I want to play Pikmin 3 or something.
And you could play Wind Waker.
Yeah, see, I can play Wind Waker while she's playing Lego or something.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Lucky. So I'm out of questions, but I guess we should need to talk about this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I had a big plan to spend my first few hours working on different things, and I got to work, and I was like, oh, come on, give me a break.
Yeah. Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
But it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. There was a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yet.
I guess the first thing is Wii Fit. U is coming out December 13th as a package game, but you can actually download the full game and play it for 1 month.
For free.
Doesn't it come out sooner than that, too? Like, it comes out like November 1st or something?
November 1st, you can download it for a month.
Ah, okay.
That's when you start downloading. From November 1st to January 31st, you can download it for the free month.
Yeah. Do you have to have the Wii Fit board?
You have to have the balance board, obviously.
Yeah, you don't have that, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to steal my family's balance board, then.
Yeah,
I still got mine.
I don't know. I might need one, because remember, Justin, we were saying how out of shape we were. Maybe this is what we need.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And
it makes you feel bad about yourself.
The other cool thing about it was they talked about that Wii Fit meter, and mm-hmm. I remember they showed that whenever they showed Wii Fit U way back when. You know, it seems like we've heard about it for 2 years or something, but they showed that little thing, and everyone thought, oh, it's just a pedometer, but it actually has a lot of other, you know, motion sensing things inside. It even has a pressure sensor So it can actually sense air pressure, and that helps it determine the altitude that you're at. So you basically have like a portable altimeter, you know, for the aviation geeks out there. But I mean, you could be hiking around. You could, you know, hike up a mountain or something like, oh, I wonder how tall it is. Oh, wait, we're at 3,400 feet, you know.
That sounds like a fun staff thing to do, guys. Let's just all group up and find a mountain and go, let's go find out how tall it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. Hey, we should do a True Nintendo employee competition there.
There you go. Team building exercise. Like on Simpsons, that episode where they have to climb the mountain and get to the cabin first?
Yeah.
That's a great episode.
That is so good.
Let's get Nintendo on the phone. We'll tell them if they sponsor us and supply us with this stuff, we'll do fun, ridiculous things like this that could be life-threatening, but nonetheless, we'll have probably get full-paying jobs.
I'm so in for that.
Yes.
All right, I'm in.
I think we should dress them. Agreed.
Yeah.
We'll do it for the year of Luigi. We'll get a Luigi flag.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the other thing I like is that they have the free month that you can download it. Mm-hmm. But then they also said if you buy the Wii Fit meter during that time frame and sync it up to your free copy, you get the game for free.
Yeah.
Wow. They are really pushing the digital download thing, and I kind of like it. It's a smart marketing idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really cool. So you basically get the whole game for $20 at that point. You know, you just buy the Wii Fit meter and you're good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Do you guys remember how much Wii Fit Plus was at launch? Because you know, for people that already had the balance board, I think Wii Fit Plus was like $30. I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah,
30.
I wouldn't say that.
It was 30. Yeah. So this is even cheaper than that, and you get basically everything from Wii Fit and Wii Fit Plus. Plus all the new stuff that they've added in Wii Fit U.
Plus.
Yeah, plus.
And the meter.
Plus.
Yeah, and I actually played Wii Fit U at the Wii U Experience last year, and there's this one where you're jumping on this trampoline, and that's actually pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, you beat me on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was like... I also like the waiter one where you're carrying around these different items, and you have to stay balanced as you're carrying food to people, and you have to... you know, avoid other people. That's pretty cool.
The one where you were in the ice luge, that one was really challenging.
Yeah. So there's some cool ones. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about those mini games today. I honestly thought they were from Wii Fit Plus just because we played Wii Fit U at like a year and a half ago, E3. So 2012. So it's just weird, like seeing it again, like, oh yeah, that's actually hasn't been out yet. But, anyway, it's going to be good.
And the other news, which I'm actually really excited about, is Wii Sports Club.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty cool seeing that. I'm excited to be involved.
I could bring it back. Wii Sports, bowling, tennis, baseball, boxing, and golf.
Yep.
Making it HD and making it online so we can all get the greens together.
Yeah.
Pure Nintendo tournament.
Oh, this would be awesome. I loved playing golf on the
Wii. Really good at Wii Sports Golf.
Hey guys, the Pure Nintendo Classic.
There you go. I like it. And then we could have even our own tennis open too. Yeah.
I suck at tennis, so.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Well, I can win me some Wimbledon.
I'll challenge you. I challenge you, Tristan.
Oh, you challenge me? Fine, I challenge thee as well.
Yeah. Good.
Now here's the only thing. Do you think, I know they said you can buy the game separately, but do you think they'll just do like, you know, buy the game separately or you can just buy the bundle and buy all of them? Because personally, I'd like just to buy all of them.
Yeah, I think they'll eventually do a bundle, but they said that only two of them are going to be available at the start. It's just going to be tennis and bowling.
Mm.
So I have a feeling once all five of them are available, they'll probably will have a bundle. But for us early adopters, we'll kind of be...
Right.
You know,
Did they mention anything about, like, you know, you need a Wii Motion Plus controller to do stuff now, or can I just still sit around and go wag, 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 wag?
No, it requires the Motion Plus. You know?
Oh, good.
So that's
I'm excited.
I think it's cool that they have a day pass for $1.99 for $2. So if you have a bunch of friends over on a Saturday, you just want to play some matches of tennis, you can just pay $2 and just have it for that day if you don't want to pay the full, what's it, $10.
Yeah, and that unlocks all of the sports, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, whenever they come out with the next three or whatever, It'll have all those as well. So that's pretty fun.
Does anyone know if the golf, will that feature the courses from Wii Sports Resort as well, or just Wii Sports?
They didn't say, and they kind of didn't even mention Wii Sports Resort stuff at all. That's why I was kind of bummed. You know, they just mentioned the five sports from Wii Sports.
They make a sword fight, you guys.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping they will add all of the Wii Sports Resort stuff in there, just as downloadable ones, and that way they can do maybe a whole bundle of, you know, Wii Sports Club bundle or whatever.
Especially if they're doing individual, they can just bring in different sports and random, like here, basketball or
curling
or fighting, you know, curling.
Yeah, because actually one of my favorites on Wii Sports Resort was the ping pong or table tennis.
Table tennis was good.
Because it actually had a lot of detail in the spins. I mean, you could do like all the backspin, topspin you wanted in that. There's a lot of detail they did with the Motion Plus there. So I'd love to see that, you know, those come over for that. But anyway. Oh, and then the other thing they announced, that the balance board is now compatible with Wii Street U.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
And I actually haven't tried it, but it's supposed to be updated right now. They said the update was available today. And you guys should totally download it, but they said October 31st is the last day to download Wii Street U for free.
What's Wii Street U again?
That's the it's the Google Maps.
You can use your balance board?
Yeah.
I guess so. Walk around.
Walk around and...
Yeah.
I think that was your idea on the KoopaCast. We need to find it.
Yeah. Well, because I could have sworn, we talked about that before.
Yeah, I did it on Meverse, I think. I posted about it.
Well, you find it, take a screen grab and send it.
Yeah, they saw it.
They probably deleted it. I'll have to check.
They're like, Eli can't know.
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to download it after we get off the KoopaCast and see how it is.
Yeah,
I've got to put some batteries in my balance board.
You can, walk around, and then to turn, all you have to do is lean.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing, turns.
I was like, that's just so cool.
I'm stealing my family's gamepad. They're not going to use it anymore.
Gamepad or balance board?
The balance board.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Steal that sumo and just deliver it to me while you're at it. It's okay.
Here's one more question. Do you think Nintendo's running a risk of giving Wii Fit U free for a month, people getting tired of it and not actually buying the game? No. I can see myself doing it, downloading it for a month, and then be really into it for a month, and then be done with it and be like, you know what, forget about it. Well, I may buy it later when it drops to even lower.
Yeah, James. Then again, you get up that morning, and then you just realize you look yourself in the mirror, like, man, if I just bought Wii Fit U, I'd probably be rocking a 6-pack abs, huge pectoral muscles, and I'd be able to lift bone books by staring at them.
I want to go back to that. I have a giant dog that I have to walk.
I think it's a smart, calculated risk, because I think what they're counting on is to have the person who's really big into Nintendo keeps up with the news to download it, and the family members are going to see them playing it, and then they're going to want to play it, and they'll start using the Wii U more. Mm-hmm. I think is what they're kind of going for. Once you get that hook set in, it sets them deep.
I think they're also hoping that the people who already own the balance board, obviously, they'll download it, they'll have the fit meter out there, and when people find out that they can keep the game, if they buy the fit meter, they'll sell a whole bunch of fit meters, and then people start seeing fit meters maybe, and then they'll be like, oh, what's that? You know, and people have to explain to them what exactly they're carrying around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that the fit meters will almost be the selling point. So I think it's smart almost making the game free and then just, kind of like more of the features are unlocked when you have that meter. It's like, you can play the games on the balance board and do some of the workout stuff, but that meter, I think is a nice, compelling piece of hardware. So we'll see. I was showing it to Katie, and she already thought it would be, something that, even her parents might like, or, they've got a Wii U, so I could see them getting it, but who knows.
Okay, let's be honest. How many of us actually used Wii U? I mean, do we fit?
Oh,
to its full potential.
I never had it, so I never really.
Yeah, I actually played it a lot, and I played a lot.
Did you play it or actually
exercise? I don't know if I did. Like, I actually tried to play it like once a day.
Yeah.
But I would do more of the games instead of just the push ups or whatever. But it actually has some helpful stuff in there.
For me, I think I was doing the exercises mostly just to unlock everything. But I guess I was mostly doing the games after that. So.
Well, even some of those games, like when you're playing them afterwards, you're like, man, that was hard.
Yeah. And they are quite a workout, especially even like that Mario platforming one from Wii Fit Plus.
That one was so much fun.
Yeah. See, and it was really fun. And it was addicting, and you're like, oh, I'm actually, you know, burning calories, or I'm actually working out, you know, playing this. But I even like the skiing ones. You know, I thought those were a lot of fun. There was a lot of good challenge in those. And those really work your legs and stuff. So I don't know. I thought it was fun.
I actually use the running where you put the Wiimote in your hand or in your pocket.
Yeah.
What I would do, like, when it's, like, 100 degrees outside, I didn't want to go outside, I would just – because you can start it and then switch and watch TV. You can watch a TV show, and it helps you, at least for me, it helps get through the running when I'm actually watching something else. And so you can actually still speak to you, but, hey, good job, keep going, or slow down, or keep your pace through the Wiimote so you don't actually have to have the game on the TV. You can be watching Simpsons while you're running or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm actually really excited about the Wii Fit meter because – I think it's going to be a lot more accurate than the Wii Remote ever was for, you know, because the Wii Remote, it's decent. It's got the motion control, and if you, you know, had it in your pocket, it may work to a certain extent. But I don't really think it gives you an accurate calorie burning representation. Like, we actually have the Your Shape game on the Wii U that came out at launch last year. And you use the Wii Remote, but you're basically holding it in your hand the whole time. So you're doing, you know, whatever cardio stuff, but afterwards you're like, oh, we must have burned a lot of calories. Well, it only says you burn like 30 calories. And they mentioned in that Wii Fit U Direct this morning that it's more accurate if you have the meter on your hip, because that's actually, you know, getting the readings from your legs moving up and down. Whereas if it's just in your hand, you may not even be using your hands much, but you're still burning a lot of calories. So. Anyway, so I think it'll be cool being, you know, having a more accurate gauge on that. So
I feel like we should just pull out our power pads and pop in track and field for NES.
Yeah,
all the run you need.
I love that. I used to play with my fist.
Oh yeah,
especially for like the triple jump, I would go jump, jump,
wham.
Yeah. They're like, you blew away the records.
Of course I did.
Of course.
Take that, Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Your fist is flawed.
Well, I think it's all I have for today's episode. You don't have anything else?
Wind Waker's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what games have you guys been playing?
Oh, yeah.
Tristan been playing?
Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD for the Wii U.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lucky deck.
Yeah.
We'll all get to play it in 2 days. If we want the digital.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have space for digital.
Yeah. Two and a half weeks for everybody else.
There's still that one thing I mentioned in my review that I feel like it's such a nice item, but I still feel like it's a bit of a game breaker. But, well, I just said my review. I hope people wait to get it until later. It's the Swift sale. No matter which direction you face, you always get a wind that will follow you, so you don't need to conduct the wind anymore. It's nice, but to me, it kills the purpose of the Wind Waker. But so it's mixed. But Lincoln takes selfies. I've been taking some selfies with my homie, the King of Red Lions. So I'm saying, about to go fight Ganon. Hashtag YOLO. Doing a three-heart challenge with no fairy. Hashtag YOLO.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I'm just too... I would just downloaded Wind Waker 2 Adventure of Link. and I'm trying to get through that the best I can.
Did you say Wind Waker 2, The Adventure of Link?
I did.
Man, I can't wait to play that game.
It's a super advanced review copy.
From like 10 years down the road.
Yes, the future.
I was actually going to use Adventure of Link for a feature article in the magazine, if that's cool. I was going to do video game sequels that I feel like were necessary, even though they weren't the best.
I think that would be good. There's a lot of twos that aren't that great. And then the threes, it made them that much better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Link to the Past, Mario Brothers 3.
Castlevania 3.
The list goes on.
Yeah, totally, pretty much.
I think that'd be a good article.
Yeah. What about you, Justin? What have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing... Let's see. I just looked at my Wii U, and it doesn't have a red light on it. It has an amber light on it.
That means you're downloading something, right?
Yeah.
Like updating or something like that.
Maybe it's updating Street U. I actually missed that, the Wii Connect 24 from the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. I've been playing, actually 100%ed Pikmin 3 recently.
Nice.
Finally got around to finishing that, and love playing through that one.
I'm still too scared to go back to the last level. That thing stressed me out.
Yeah, it's very stressful music too.
That's what doesn't help. Yeah. Because the only thing I'm thinking about is, oh my god, it's coming to get me! It's coming to get me! I'm gonna die.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. And, like, it's such a good showcase of the Wii U graphic capabilities.
Oh, it really is.
My goodness. Like, when it starts raining.
Oh, that's my favorite. And the music that goes with it. I just want to, like, take a nap.
Oh, yeah. You could just fall asleep to that. It's just so good. Like you're carrying the fruit, and the fruit is, like, kind of got this wet glaze to it. And just, everything just looks awesome.
Yeah.
And even the subtle things, like going into water, and like even when you're underwater, you still have like a little tiny ripple or whatever kind of following you, kind of awake on the top of the water. I mean, just some awesome stuff. And trying to think what else. I was actually, I haven't played it, but I've actually been trying to play some older Pokemon games to gear up for X and Y.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting excited for those. Yeah, mostly been playing Pikmin 3, and Rayman Legends.
Yeah. Awesome. I still haven't played that game. Still haven't played it.
It's very good.
Incredible. It's amazing.
That's what I hear. Dude, it's also amazing. So hey, she what?
What have you been playing, J Money?
Playing some Rayman Legends. I need to get back to Pikmin 3. I really do. I've been like really slacking on that. And just this morning I downloaded, I still don't know how to say it, Gianna Sisters, Twisted Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I downloaded that. I haven't played it yet, but I did get it all downloaded.
Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of good downloadable games. I mean, DuckTales Remastered, all this other stuff. Man.
Oh, and DuckTales is coming out to retail stores.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
A physical copy, which if WayForward is watching, it'd be cool if they sent all of us, since we gave it such a nice review, a nice golden NES cartridge that they were handing out. Those were pretty looking.
Yeah, let's not pine for that.
Just disregard that.
That just adds fuel to the fire that games journalism is a hoax.
Yeah, it's not. I assure you.
Yes.
My 10 out of 10 was totally not biased, other than the fact that it was one of my favorite shows growing up as a kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I don't know if that's even bias. That's more of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Eli, what have you been playing?
Mostly Pikmin, but I've also, of course, been playing my daily dose of Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
I gave up on that finally.
I skipped a couple of weeks, and they were so sad when I came back. Like, where have you been? And
that's why I don't want to.
Doesn't it make you feel guilty?
They're like, were you fighting with me?
People left, or animals left.
That's what they could happen. I missed like 4 or 5 days. I'm like, I don't want to go back. I don't want to deal with them. I'm mad and sad. There's weeds everywhere. So I haven't played in like 4 weeks now.
I think it's why I feel like the biggest jerk ever.
Yeah. I feel like that's why I can't get into that game, because it's too much of a commitment. The second you get in that town, I know when you leave, like, for just a day, everyone freaks out. Like, you come back and your town is like on fire or something. It's like, I was gone for like 2 months. I went to the bathroom.
It can get stressful too. Like if you buy, you know, the turnips and then you forget to sell them, like it's almost, you know, Saturday or whatever when you have to get rid of them and you're like, no, where's my 3DS? Once I left it at a friend's house and I was like, no, I called him. I was like, can you please sell my
turnips? For the love of God, sell my turnips.
Sal.
They're on the phone with you going, sell your what?
You could be at a funeral going, okay, hey, yo, Mac, can you speed this thing up? I got some turnips to sell, man. I can't do this anymore. This guy's gone. Just throw this guy on the ground. We're good.
But Eli, do you know about the island trick for Animal Crossing to get tons of bells?
I don't think so.
You will know about it. He's going to go to the magazine.
Well, I got some news for you, pal. All right.
Cat.
Alec, what have you been playing? Well, you know, I've been kind of having, like, gaming ADD. I keep jumping back and forth. I haven't completed anything, but I keep going back and forth. Still working on Pikmin 3. Been playing my Rayman Legends. Loving it. Started playing Oracle of Seasons because, believe it or not, Seasons and Ages, I've played about halfway up through with the quest. I've never finished either one of those, and that's, like, a travesty.
Yeah, so it is a travesty.
You're fired.
I'm questing to right this wrong, so I've been playing those.
Good. And, those are so good.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it, so.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to get the stupid piece of heart from Maple, and she's not giving it up. It's just rude.
Maple. Typical. Every
time I always, like, say, okay, like, I'm going to purposely run to her. What good stuff is she going to drop? Like, because I always do, like, the trade quest. I'm like, no, you don't have what I need. Just get out of here. Just get on your broom and go.
But, yeah. Say that's about it. I've been playing a little bit of Pokemon Rumble U. It's really good for short bursts, like I said in my review. And I like the little action figures, so I've been collecting those.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been pretty lucky. I got about 8 of them now. I haven't gotten, like, a repeat yet. They've all, like, been brand new figures, so.
Nice.
Oh, so you can't actually see what they are?
Yeah, it's like, in Japan, it's really popular. There's a thing called, like, Gashapon, little capsules. And they're kind of like the blind bags that you can kind of get in the U.S., like little toys and trinkets. So it's completely blind until you open up the package.
Oh,
and you don't know which one you're going to get.
Pack your bags, boys. We're going to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have some capsules.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the whole Pokemon thing got started. It was the whole idea of Gashapon, you know, capsule monsters.
Yeah. I can't wait for Pokemon XY. I'm
getting so pumped.
My goodness.
What starter are you going to pick?
Well, not Finnegan, because it's a girl Pokemon.
I'm picking Finnegan, you punk.
Yeah,
well, it's funny.
She evolved into a girl witch thing.
It was funny because I was talking to Tristan last night, and I asked him what Pokemon he was going to pick, and he said Finnegan. And I was like, oh, I'm going with Froakie.
Yeah.
Froakie, and then I was like, I was like, wait a minute, that means I'm the rival, because I made you pick first, and then I picked the one strong against you. So I'm Gary Oak by default.
Yeah.
No, you're not Gary Oak, and you're going to be whatever I get to name you, so I'm going to call you Smelly Poopoo Face.
Well, smell you later.
Because I'll smell you later. Apparently your own grandfather can't remember your name.
Hush you.
I was all about Finnegan until I saw the evolutions. And like, Finnegan doesn't look right anymore, and neither does Chespin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Chespin's second evolution, and we can't discount him totally because the second evolutions are always kind of like awkward kind of stage. They're like the awkward teenagers of
puberty. Pokemon.
Yeah.
I really need to see the final evolutions before I can make the decision.
I know. And, like, I feel like Chespin, like, he's going to be, you know, he's this big, fat, awkward thing, and then he's going to be like this awesome, you know, crazy dinosaur or whatever.
I think he still has potential.
What? Yeah.
But my only problem is if I pick Froakie, then when I go to get Squirtle, because Mega Blastoise is epic, I'm going to have two water types, and then I'm going to be...
Yep. Yeah, so you got to choose a new starter carefully, because if you choose, like, a fire one, you don't really want, like, you know, if you want a Charizard, you know, if you want to get Charmander, then don't get Finnegan, you know. So,
exactly.
Because you guys know about that, right, Tristan? Yeah.
Know about what? Mm-hmm.
You get to choose a starter in the beginning, right? One of the new ones. But it's not actually given to you by a professor, like in all the old ones. It's given to you by a friend. You get to choose one of the new ones, you know, at the start of the game. And then later on in the game, you actually meet Professor Sycamore, and he gives you the option of choosing one of the original three. So Charmander,
Squirrel, Charmander, and
Bulbasaur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
So basically, you're going to have two starters throughout the whole game, even without doing any trading. So that's pretty cool. So, you know, I'll have to see. I may get, you know, Chespin or Froakie because Charizard, it was one of my favorites in Pokemon Blue. So,
dude, Mega Blastoise. Blastoise is always my favorite.
Yeah, that's true. Mega Blastoise looks pretty cool.
But Mega Charizard is just kind of threatening looking.
Oh, yeah, he's cool looking. And the Venusaur one's okay, Mega Venusaur.
I think it's kind of lame.
Yeah. Bigger flowers and vines and stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, we can talk about Pokemon for a while.
We'll do the next CubaCast. We'll just bring up Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah, we'll just talk about Pokemon.
See if you get on it.
James, what have you been playing? You got to finish it.
What have I been playing? I've been playing Wonderful 101.
Ooh.
I was playing Wonderful 101.
No.
And now Rayman Legends. Absolutely love that game.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
It's perfect. Everything about it. Even the soccer matches are fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Kung Fu is great. We need to do some four-player Kung Fu. Man.
Yes.
We need to see if we can get another free copy of the game to send over to Tristan.
What? You got plenty of free copies.
No, yeah, okay, true that. And I've been looking through my games to find out which ones I'm going to sell so I can get closer to, like, Pokemon and probably Rayman or Sonic.
Well, I guess that's it for this episode. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
See ya.
I need to sign off, Mike. Stay classy.
You stay classy.